The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 41, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 9th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Nanyatra mag bhagavata pradhana purusheshara Atmana sarva bhutanam bhayam tibram nivartate. So, bhayam tibram, we have become so much dull or foolish that we do not know what is bhayam tibram. Tibram means very fierce and bhayam, fierce fearfulness, very strong. And we are entangled in this very strong fearfulness. But we have become so dull by the spell of Maya that we don't care for it. Just imagine, at the time of death, there are so many troubles, very fearful. Sometimes a person is dying, is attacked with coma, and he's lying unconscious, big politicians, Mr. such and such, Prime Minister and this and that. But he is lying unconscious in coma for 7 days. And we do not know, but he is going very fearful test. He is dreaming so many things that sometimes he is crying, he cannot express. Especially those who are very sinful, they die in that way. So, this is not finished. Then, after death, you have to enter in the womb of the mother. That is another fearful stage. You become packed up in a bag and the bag is filled up or surrounded by stool, urine, worms, and you have to remain there, airtight packed, for 10 months. This is actual fact. We have forgotten. Therefore you are not afraid of. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that your real trouble is Janma mitya jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darshanam. You have to accept your birth within the womb of your mother in a packed up condition, body developing, the germs, the worms within the urine, stool, biting, very delicate skin. You cannot make any adjustment, simply moving. And if one is little pious, he can pray to God, please get me relieved from this condition. Now I shall worship you. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This consciousness. There is consciousness. After 7 months there is consciousness. Then, somehow or other, you get out of the womb of your mother, then there are so many troubles, crying, the child is crying, almost dependent on mother's mercy. The mother sometimes cannot understand what the child wants, some ant is biting, and mother is thinking that she is hungry, but actually it is not hungry, But it cannot say that one ant is biting on my back and he is crying. There are worms, there are mosquitoes, and there are bugs and lying in the stool, in urine. Cannot say. So these things have to pass. And again, disease, again old age, and again death, and again birth. This is Bhayang Tibram. But we have become, by the spell of Maya, by illusion, we are thinking, now we are making very much progress. What progress you have made? Have you stopped birth, death, old age and disease? These troubles are awaiting. Janma mrityujarabhyadi dukkha dushanadasa. So you should always think that I am waiting for the miserable condition. It is already miserable condition. Even in living time, there are threefold misery. Even you sit down peacefully, then the mosquito will bite you, bugs will bite you, and you'll get some letter from some enemy. So even if you cannot sit down peacefully, if you think, I am sitting at my home very peacefully, so many things will disturb you, one after another. That is called tibrang, bhayang tibrang. But you are so bold that you are not afraid. There is foolishness. If we become over bold, I don't care for these things, that is foolishness. Mura. Therefore they are called muras. He is awaiting so many troubles in birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore the atheist class, they want to forget this. They think that there is no life after death. Just like I have given several times the example, the rabbit, when there is some enemy, it will immediately kill him and he closes the eyes so that there is no enemy. So similarly, we have become so foolish about this birth, cycle of birth and death, and we do not ever think that how to get out of this birth and death and threefold misery of this material world. That means the whole subject matter of suffering is this material body. Because we are accepting this body, therefore there are so many troubles. Therefore the solution is how to stop this acceptance of material body again and again. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. That you cannot get by material adjustment, by your so-called scientific education, advancement of civilization. It is not possible. Therefore here it is said, nannatra madhbhagavata pradhana purusheshara. Without coming under my shelter, there is no possibility. There is no possibility. Therefore, Krishna, out of compassion, he comes. When we completely become dull and rascal, we forget the sufferings of this material life and we think that we are very nicely situated. I have got so much bank balance and I will live very happily. I have got so nice wife and so many children. Now my problem is solved. No, sir, real problem is not solved. Real problem is not solved. This temporary, you may have some facilities. This is called Maya. Maya apuritogyana. The real business of human life is to, as we have several times discussed, is to discuss about the problems of life and inquire about the Brahma. Athāta brahma jignāsa. That is real business of life. But we are not interested. Mūḍha. we are thinking that we are very happy, now things will go on like this, I will never die. Śrīśāsthitamicchanti kimāsajyamataparam. Yudhiṣṭhira Mahārāja was asked by Dharmarāj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? He replied, this is the most wonderful thing. What is that? Now, ahannahani gu lokāni gacchanti jama mandiram śrīśāsthitamicchanti kimāsajyamataparam. Every minute, every second, they are going to Jamaraj and dying. But those who are living, they are thinking, this death will not happen to me. He is simply dying. My friend is dying. My father is dying. That's all right. But I am eternal. I will not die. He thinks like that. Otherwise, he should have been prepared. Why you have to die? Then what is there after death? So the atheist class, they try to forget that after death there is no life. This is atheism. There is life, sir. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. How you can say there is no life? There is life. But you do not know. Krishna says that after this human life, he does not say that you get such and such life. He simply says, tatha dehantara prapti, he'll get another body. Now, he does not say what kind of body. The question should be, all right, then what kind of body I'm going to get? That depends on your work. You can see in your front, there are so many dogs, they are barking day and night, they have no food, they have no shelter, and anyone sees, he beats him with a stick or some stone, and there is no shelter, no food. You can get a life like that also. You can get a life like a tree standing before you for 500 years. Or you can get a life even like a demigod if you are pious. So that will depend on your karma. Karmana devanatrena deha jantar deha upapatti. That will depend. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajuni. Everything is there in the Shastra. You can get a nice body or you can get a very bad body, not comfortable, cats and dogs body. But in every body, the living entity thinks that he is very happy. This is called illusion. In any body, any kind, either in cat's body or dog's body or tree's body or ant's body or Brahma's body or demigod's body or human body, he thinks, I am very happy. This is called prakhyamātmika shakti. Sometimes Indra became a hog, being cursed by Brihaspati. So, Brahma, after some time, came to receive him, saying, Indra, now you have suffered very much, now come with me to your heavenly kingdom. He said, where shall I go? Then the heaven. No, I have got my family, I have got my children, how can I go? The hog is thinking that he has got family, he has got his children, so he cannot give up this responsibility and go to heaven. No. It is not possible. So this is called Maya. Even in hog's life, dog's life, germ's life, stool's life, everyone is thinking, I am very happy. But he does not know that there is tibraṁ bhayam, very fearful condition. But he forgets. But one who is actually wise, intelligent, he can understand that actually I'm not happy, I'm suffering. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. When one comes to the understanding that I'm not happy, actually I'm simply suffering. The Sanatan Goswami, he was the finance minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. So he is our guru in the disciple succession, he inquired this question from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, I have come to you to ask that people call me, I am very learned man. Gramma Babahare Korohe Pundit. Ordinary relationship, they call me, I am very learned man. But I am such a learned man that I do not know what I am, why I am suffering. This is intelligence. We should know how to atanting dukkha nirvitti. Everyone is suffering. Temporary, superficially, one may think that he is very happy, or I may think that he is happy, I am not happy. But nobody is happy in this material world, because the four things is inevitable for everyone. The Prime Minister or the man in the street, everyone. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. And there is so much trouble in the matter of birth and death and old age and disease, we are forgetting. That is called tibram bhayam. So, if one is intelligent enough, he would understand by association of sadhus that this material life is not happy at all. But we want happiness. That is a fact. Every one of us, we are searching after happiness. Atantik dukkha nirvitti. Dukkha means unhappiness and nirvitti means decreasing or completely avoiding. But that is not possible. Everyone, this morning I was talking that everyone who have come on this beach just to mitigate some trouble. So many people are exercising, throwing the hand, throwing the leg or something. But because there is some trouble, not that because they have come in car, very rich man, but still he is throwing his hands and legs and something like that. So we have to study like that. We should be intelligent that there is nobody happy in this material body. Nobody happy in this material, but by the illusion of maya, he is thinking, I am happy. That is called maya. Atak-vyat-chetra-sutapta-vittai janasya-mohoyam ahagamameti. By foolishness being spelled by maya, he is thinking that I have got my home, very nice home, griha. I have got my property, griha-chetra. Atak griha chetra suto, I have got very nice children, sons and daughters. Atak griha chetra suto, apto, I have got my relatives, my friends, so nice. And bitto, so much bank balance, so much money. Then, I am the most happy man. But this is moho. Janasya mohoyam. This is illusion. This illusion, why? He is forgetting the real business of his life. Entrapped by this so-called happiness. Griha-chetra-sutapta-vittai. Therefore, last, in the last verse, last line, he is discussed. Visidya-sarvan annangsa-mamevam visyatumukham bhajanti ananaya bhaktya tanamitta utiparai. So we have to give up this. Give up this means not that you have to become a sannyasi or give up your, but you must know your position. At least you must understand. You don't foolishly accept that you are very happy. Don't be fool. Be intelligent. That is shastra. The shastra means a person goes to school, college to become intelligent. Therefore, there are so many shastras, Vedas. Why Vedic literatures are there? to make us intelligent. Krishna bhuliyaji, anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, ataye Krishna ved purana kurila. We are so foolish, rascals, that we have forgotten. We are suffering every moment. And still we are thinking we are very happy. Therefore, it is our misfortune that human life is meant for understanding what is the position of my life, why I am suffering. So, for that understanding, Krishna has given us so many Vedic literature. Four Vedas, and the Puranas, and the Upanishad, and Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata. We have got enough source of knowledge, treasure house of knowledge. But we are reluctant. We are busy with the newspaper. We have got time to waste our time to read the newspaper, bunch of newspaper, but we have no time to read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedanta Sutra, the books of actual knowledge. This is our misfortune. One has to visijja, as it is said by Kapilde, visijja sarvan anyangsta mami vabhishtatu bhajanti ananaya. We have to forget all these so-called sources of happiness. This is misleading, maya. Understand that this is illusion, maya. Mameva prapadyante mayametang saranti. When one becomes a devotee, then he can understand that the position which I am now taking for granted, that it is very happy, that is mistake, that is maya. Krishna says that it is dukkhalayam asasatam. Krishna says, how you can take it as a very nice place. Krishna says, the Supreme Authority says, dukkhalayam, it is the place of suffering. And that is the fact. We are simply suffering on account of this body. We are simply suffering. Therefore our main business is how to stop the cycle of birth and death, no more accepting the body. That is answered here, as Kapil Dev said, na annatra madh bhagavato pradhana purusa para. You cannot get it without taking shelter at my lotus feet. You cannot get out of this fear. Na annatra madh bhagavato pradhana purushe sarat atmana sarvabhutanang bhayang tibrang nivartati. Tibrang bhayam. What you are accepting, spent by maya as very position, good position. I have told you many times, it is published in now. Therefore, the rascal class of men, they want to, they do not want to accept that there is life after that. Everything is finished. Therefore, in Western countries, there is killing, even grown-up child within the womb. They're killing abortion. They think there is no life. Unless it comes out of the womb, there is no life. It's all nonsense theory. All nonsense theory. Simply commenting sinful life one after another and becoming entangled, the result will be that he will have to enter again into the womb of mother and he will be killed. He will be killed not once, he will be killed again when he enters the womb of the mother, again he will be killed. So many, many years he will not be allowed to see the light of the sun. Therefore, namang duskitunam mūrha prapadyante naradhama. People are becoming so naradham, so sinful and mūrha, that there is no rescue unless one takes to Krishna consciousness. There is no rescue. The whole world is going, just like the flies. When there is fire, open fire, they come from long distance and pat. Being captivated by the beauty of the fire, similarly, this whole civilization, the so-called civilization, human civilization, is falling in the fire of illusory maya, pat. And again. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. One takes birth, one again dies, again suffers. But we have no brain. Murha, that's what it's called, murha. Namanga duskitu nam murha. Prapadanti naradhama. Therefore Krishna is so kind. And his devotees are so kind that the Krishna comes. Jada jada hi dhanma saglani bhavati bharata. He comes. He is very unhappy by seeing our unhappiness in this material world. Because we are sons of Krishna. Mami vāṅsa jīva bhuta. Sarva jūni śukavante asambhavanti mūrteya. Tada sāṅga mahajjani brahma. Ahanga bīja padup. He is the father. So as father is very unhappy seeing the unhappy condition of the sons, although the son does not know. But father is unhappy. So Krishna is unhappy. Therefore he comes. He canvasses. Why you are captivated by this false so-called happiness? You give up this. Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. I will give you relief. You come to me. You will live happily, eternally, blissful life without any, scarcity or without any trouble. So, Krishna's business, he comes, he has no business to come here because his agent, Prakriti, is doing everything. But still, out of compassion, he comes in his original form, Krishna, or in his incarnation as Kapila, and he says the same thing. My dear sons, my dear rascal sons, you are suffering so much on account of this material contact. Please come to me. Take shelter of me and you'll be happy. Thank you very much.